Proclamation number 7101 of 24th of April, 1958. Awareness of the presence of God. Anyone who has once become aware of my love and grace will never fall away from me again, for this awareness indissolubly binds him to me. This awareness is at the same time a light of realization which also shows him the kingdom of darkness and all its horrors, and he will always push more towards me, whom he has recognized as the light of eternity. To be aware of my love and grace is also a sign of the most intimate bond with me, where my flow of love touches the human being such that he feels my presence, so that he now knows me with him, and he will never ever lose this awareness of my nearness again. You can all certainly consider these words and make an effort to enter the blissful state, but you will only truly understand them when you have experienced this blissful feeling yourselves, when my love has taken hold of you in order to never ever leave you again. Which, however, does not depend on me but on yourselves. I can only be where there is love, and therefore you'll only feel me as present when you yourselves let love flare up into bright embers. Your unselfish love for your neighbor will be rewarded in a truly heavenly way, for to possess my love is something immensely blissful which has no comparison on earth. And then you will not be able to understand that you have lived without me for such a long time. You will consider every day as lost where the awareness of my love and grace, of my presence, has not yet made you happy. But then you will also understand why people full of love endure everything that is done to them by the world with equanimity and composure. Why even suffering and illness do not depress them unusually, why they seem to have become insensitive to that which completely upsets their fellow human being and only increases his degree of suffering. For I myself let my Son of Love appear in the human being's heart, and in its light everything is transfigured and it no longer frightens the human being. He only sees me and can no longer avert his gaze from me because I fill his whole heart. This is a spiritual image. It is only felt by his soul, which is able to look with spiritual eyes, and what it sees fills and determines its whole feeling, thinking and wanting. You humans don't know the effect of a life of love, but only this can be assured to you again and again, that all blissful feelings, all unusual feats of strength and a blissful light are the result of such a life of love. That you can therefore only feel true bliss in a state of love, and that you can therefore also only unite with me myself through a life of love, and may now also taste all delights of this close bond with me, which always prove my presence to you. And once you have only been allowed to consciously enjoy my presence, you will no longer walk alone on earth, for then you will no longer be able to separate yourselves from the one whom you recognized as your Father of Eternity, whose love made you come into being. But then your transformation into love will also have taken place, then your return to me will have been accomplished, then you will be on your way to me, to the Father's house. Then you are again what you were in the beginning. You have become my children and will remain so forever. Amen.